Late on Friday, Treasury and the Tax Office publicly revealed a major bungle in the rollout of the federal government's signature JobKeeper policy. In short, Treasury says they miscalculated the number of people who'd need the payment, plus hundreds of businesses filled out forms incorrectly, which resulted in the overestimation of 3 million workers needing the payment. That all means $60 billion has been slashed off the cost of the original policy. It was supposed to cost $130 billion. Now it'll only be $70 billion. Josh Frydenberg is the Treasurer, and he joined me a short time ago. Treasurer, good morning. The Prime Minister says he accepts responsibility for the $60 billion mistake. What responsibility do you accept?
I accept responsibility as well, and I'm accountable through the Parliament for my portfolio, for my department. But what has occurred here, Sabra, is that Treasury's original forecast that 6.5 million people would be covered by the JobKeeper payment and it would cost around $130 billion was done at the height of this 1-in-100-year pandemic. And at the time, we were seeing the number of cases increase across the country by more than 20% per day. And since then, we've had great results in flattening the curve. And this health miracle has produced a real economic benefit, with more people being able to stay in work without needing that government support. Now, the JobKeeper payment is still going to support 3.5 million workers, and more than 900,000 businesses have formally applied, but it is doing its job, helping to keep that connection between employers and employees.
You're not fronting a COVID-19 parliamentary committee to explain that, citing convention. Why not set a better standard and appear?
Well, it's a political stunt from the Labor Party when they were in government.
But why not set a better standard, Treasurer?
Because in the House of Representatives, I'm accountable to answer any questions that the Labor Party want to bowl up. And in the Senate, like the Senate Estimates Committee, you have both officials as well as ministers who are in the Senate representing House of Representatives ministers. And Julia Gillard, Greg Combe, Peter Garrett and others, when Labor were in power, did not front the Senate committees for exactly the same reasons.
Qantas has been using the JobKeeper payment to pay staff what they'd normally earn, and apparently the extra is going into their coffers, according to a Fair Work Tribunal hearing, against the design of the policy. What's your reaction?
Well, again, the decisions of the adjudicating bodies stand, and the JobKeeper payment is designed to support people in need, and the Tax Office has made very clear that there can't be any contrived schemes to get around it, and they will come down hard on those that do. But we have put together in rapid time a very comprehensive wage subsidy, a flat $1,500 payment available
many
to
of our listeners
part-time workers.
Sorry, many of our listeners are across that detail. We'll move on. Originally, the policy was supposed to help 6 million workers. As you pointed out, it's now helping 3.5. The government says there won't be wholesale changes to it, but the Prime Minister says he knows that some sectors are doing it tough, namely the media, creative arts and construction. This policy will be reviewed next month. Does that mean that the government is actively considering extending it to those particular sectors?
Well, what we do want to do is provide support for those sectors that are going to do it tough in the longer term, like tourism, as a result of the international borders being closed. As you know, the National Cabinet agreed to 3 stages of lifting the restrictions, and it was the forecast that around 850,000 people will go back into work as a result, including more than 76,000 in the arts and recreation sector and more than 330,000 in accommodation and food services. So you're going to get more people back in work by easing the restrictions, but there'll be some sectors, as you say, like tourism, that will find it more difficult to get back on their feet because the border restrictions will still be in place at an international level.
What about construction, creative arts and the media, the industries that the Prime Minister nominated yesterday?
Well, in terms of construction, there's no doubt going to be a reduction in aggregate demand, and this is a really important sector of the economy, so we are thinking through our options there. So too, in terms of the arts sector, it's very important. We've already announced $27 million in support for Indigenous artists, for regional artists, and as well as for an organisation called Support Act, $10 million for them that provides support for artists in difficult financial circumstances. So we have made initiatives in those areas, but we'll continue to assess what other areas of need there are.
Will the review examine the size of payments, given that some workers are earning more on JobKeeper than they do in their actual jobs?
Yes, it will. That is one issue that's obviously come through so far in the implementation of the scheme. We did adopt Treasury's advice to go for a flat payment, and that was done because it's the easiest to implement and we needed to get the money out as quickly as possible. It's also a fair way of doing it because the more you earn doesn't mean the greater government support that you get. So the flat $1,500 payment has worked well, but it does mean at this point in time that there will be some people who are getting more through government support than they would have previously got through their original working relationship and entitlements.
The Treasury statement about this on Thursday night said it still expects the jobless rate to peak at around 10% next month, but it also said the impact of restrictions hasn't been as severe and there's been some improvement in the economic outlook for Australia. What more can you say about that?
Well, we've seen 7 weeks in a row consumer confidence lift, and in fact in the week after the JobKeeper payment was announced on the 30th of March, we saw a 10.1% increase in consumer confidence, the largest single gain on record. We've also seen the ASX recover around 60% from its lows, and we've seen the Australian dollar pick up more than 10 cents from its lows. So we have seen some pockets of improvement, as well as international credit and debt markets have stabilised from the dysfunction that we were seeing at the height of the crisis. But there is a long way to go. And with 5.1 million Australian workers either on JobKeeper or JobSeeker, we're very conscious of the task ahead. But it's not an excuse for us to go and borrow more money than we have to. We have to be thinking about our future debt obligations. We have announced a very comprehensive response, the largest such response of its kind Australia has ever seen. And we will continue to be there to provide that support.
Treasurer, thanks for your time.
Good to be with you.